This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition after three favourites out of four landed last midweek. Plus three fixtures cashing for unders bettors. Is there a sense that Europe's top club competition is following some well-worn trends that hopefully will lead to more profits this week as the second set of round of 16 first legs take place? You're with Dan Roebuck. Alongside me, Steve Wiss, Will White and RJ, who combined for a profitable show 7 days ago and to aim to go back to back. Steve, only buy and failed for favourite backers last week. What were your takeaways over the course of the Tuesday and Wednesday games?
Well, you say they buy in with the only failure for favourite backers. Not on this show. RJ had Lazio plus one on the Asian, and we totally crushed it, didn't we, on Wednesday. I was thinking, here we go again on Tuesday, that it wasn't really our season, as Real Madrid again kind of proved us wrong, didn't they? But we bounced back really well, and I think generally we had some great takes on the show, really. So I think, you know, we're going to come back to this throughout the show, that there's a takeaway in terms of first legs are quite tight in the last 16 of the Champions League. That's been happening quite a lot in recent years, and maybe the same might continue this week.
Yeah, Will, you identified that unders trend that certainly worked last week. I mean, it does, and you mentioned it last week, it feels a little bit against the grain, given what we've seen in the top leagues in Europe, certainly the Premier League and the Bundesliga, but you have proved right. And I know that we'll get onto selections over the course of the show. You're going down a similar vein, so you feel justified in those thoughts.
Yeah, Dan, it is harder going against overs this season in particular, because just of the kind of proliferation of goals and attacking play that we've seen across domestic leagues. But the trends don't lie, and those last 16 Champions League trends in particular, the number of unders is hard to ignore, and so it's certainly going to be a trend that continues in my picks this week.
RJ, we did obsess about the likes of Bellingham missing out and Real Madrid with various defenders out as well, Bayern missing a lot of players. I mean, we can spin it different ways. Sometimes it is difficult, I think, to quantify, you know, players and teams. You know, you say Bellingham's out. Well, Real Madrid don't play with 10 men. Someone comes in to play, and Bram Diaz scored a wonderful goal for them. I mean, Bayern might have suffered a little bit. Sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to try and pick the bones out of the team news.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think you said it right, Dan. It's difficult. And personally, I try not to put too much weight or leverage into one player. There are the likes of Mbappe, Haaland, you know, Lewandowski when he's in top form, right? That those impact players will, when they're not in the field, will have a significant impact. And we talked about Bellingham, but I'm of the mindset, like you just stated, Dan, sort of next man up mentality. And, you know, Diaz came in, scored. I mean, arguably Leipzig's first goal, to be fair. I know it's the rule's a rule, but that offsides call was questionable. But as we kind of alluded to, even though they were missing Bellingham, Real Madrid came out on top 1-0, a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, Will shaking your head there. We're Leipzig, weren't we? I mean, there's not, as RJ points out, and we did touch on it last week, there's not that many players in big teams across the big five leagues, Will, that will move the market. Is Bellingham probably one of them? As RJ was saying, maybe Mbappe doesn't start and suddenly the line moves significantly. There's not too many individuals that can do that.
Yeah, Mbappe is definitely one. Bellingham, not so much, actually. I think because Brahim Diaz is not so much of a downgrade, like he's really proving himself this season. And I think the biggest factor is the player that's coming in as replacement. What's the quality of that player? And teams like PSG, perhaps they don't have as much depth as they do at Real Madrid. And so, yeah, it's more a holistic kind of view of the how much a manager is prioritizing a particular game, and so more relevant in domestic leagues, I'd say. But
I mean, I guess as well, Steve, just I don't want to stick on this too much before we get into some selections, but you look at Real Madrid and people thought, well, they play Girona, they're missing half a defense. Tchouaméni, I think, is playing center half, and we're thinking, they could, you know, we could fade Madrid. They win 4-0. Then they win at Leipzig without Bellingham. But at the weekend, they draw. So we always talk about one game, and it's very small sample sizes, isn't it, here? I mean, maybe, you know, at the weekend, maybe Rory should have noticed this before he put Real Madrid up on the European show, but maybe that was the game to fade Real Madrid.
Love how you're throwing Rory under the bus here, but the thing is, like, last week, Real Madrid didn't deserve to win that game. Leipzig, how did Leipzig at least not score a goal? You've basically got a goalkeeper, the Russian goalkeeper, impressed me. Sorry, he's Ukrainian, actually, isn't he?
Was he Russian?
Lunin.
I'm getting mixed up with my nationalities here. Got to be very careful here because there's quite a big difference between those nations. But anyway, he's sort of second/third choice. You wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, Ukraine.
He had a fantastic game. I didn't get, I mean, really, what Real Madrid did to Ancelotti, and I overlooked this, he took out their best weapon, Openda. He completely double, treble teamed him. And he basically said to Leipzig, you know, we're going to dare you to win it with someone like Sesko to finish. And he didn't have the cojones, did he? He didn't have the bottle to finish. So, you know, that's what, I mean, Bill Belichick used to do that, didn't he, for the Patriots, RJ? He used to take out the best weapon from the opposition and say, go on, then do it the other way. So I think what I did last week, I underestimated Ancelotti a bit. But I still don't think Real Madrid deserve to win the game. But they've been a tricky team for us, haven't they, this season, Real Madrid, a bit?
They're plus 450, to win the Champions League now, with Man City plus 175. They've both come in just a little bit. Bayern have gone out to plus 750. PSG into plus 1,000, 10-1. Top scorer latest on BetRivers. Kane out to plus 350. Haaland out to plus 110. They didn't score. Mbappe did, of course, now plus 450 from plus 600. Anyone want to say anything about outrights before we get into picks? Anything catch anybody's eye? The movements as expected?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a no.
I still like Real Madrid at that number.
Interesting. 450 from 550. They are second favourites at the moment. You want to play? BetRivers got all the latest prices for you. Let's get into some selections. We're going to preview all of the games. We've got picks in all bar one. We're going to start with what should be an absolute cracker. Inter against Atletico Madrid. This is Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Inter are favourites, minus 127. Atleti plus 400. Draw plus 255. Overs and unders. 2.5 is the line, over plus 115, under plus 143. We have got picks from two of the boys here. Steve, you're going on the money line here. I mean, Inter have won 2 of 3 at home in the Champions League this season. We've highlighted them as a number of handicappers have, as potentially value to win the Champions League. If they are, they're going to have to get a first leg lead here, aren't they?
Yes, I there's only really one bet that I really love on this Champions League card, and that comes in the Barcelona game. So I had to find another selection somewhere. And honestly, I was convinced I was going to find it in the PSV match. But after spending a lot of time looking into that game, I just couldn't bring myself to take anything in that match. So I've gone with sort of my next best option, which is Inter Milan, just to win on the money line here at minus 132 with BetRivers. I've backed them. I've tipped them up to win the Champions League, Inter at 20-1 back in December. They're the best Serie A team. And at the end of the day, if you can't beat Atletico Madrid at home in a first leg tie, then you're probably not really good enough to go on and win the tournament, are you? Let's be honest. So I've got to kind of put my money where my mouth is here and back a team that I've tipped up before on the outright. And they should be good enough, I think, to beat Atletico Madrid, they've got a really poor away record in La Liga. I mean, I know it's different in Europe, but only the 8th best away record in La Liga. 4 wins, 2 draws, 6 defeats. 11 of their 18 away goals in La Liga came in one match against Rayo Vallecano. I was actually against them that day as well, which is quite amusing. But they're obviously not scoring many on the road in the Champions League, even they weren't that good away, I didn't think. They didn't beat Celtic or Lazio. I know there was a goalkeeper goal, wasn't there, in that, which is kind of crazy. Feyenoord scored 2 own goals in their favour. Otherwise, they might not have even won there. So, I don't know. I don't think Atletico Madrid are that good, really, if I'm being honest. I think they're just sort of, they're all right. But they're a tough team. They've got a tough reputation and they've got experience. But if you want to be winning this tournament, you've got to be beating them at home. And the best side in Italy should be good enough. Morata, I think he's doubtful with injury. I looked at the cards for this game, by the way. There's a referee in charge. I don't rate him at all. I think he's a terrible ref. Istvan Kovac, I think a Romanian referee. I don't like how he goes about his business. All sorts of strange stuff can happen. He tends to target a certain team on the night, whoever he's not liking much. So I looked at the cards, but the line's 5.5. So Bet Rivers are giving nothing away there. Can't be betting over 5.5 cards. That's just too high a line. So instead, into Milan money line, -132.
Yeah, -127. I've just been drifted a little bit. We have got a prop bet. It's not cards. It's corners, though, for RJ. Talk us through your playing thoughts on the game.
Yeah, looking at Inter, Atletico Madrid over 9.5 corners. The price is a little bit steeper than I want here. It's at -134 as of last night. And I agree with Steve's take. I think Inter are the better team. Inter's, a little backstory. This is the second meeting they met back in 2010 in the UEFA Super Cup. Both sides advanced through the group stage here without a loss. And the Atletico's coach, Diego Simeone, has personal history with Inter when he played for them in 1997 to 99. You know, recent squad changes with Inter. They did bring in Tejan Buchanan. He's a very strong player. He played in the MLS. He played in the Belgium Super League. And Atletico Madrid, they made some changes in the transfer window. Gabriel Paulista, Horatio Ju, Moldovan, Arthur Vermeulen, and they did part ways with a couple players. But overall, Inter's 8 consecutive wins, while Atletico's form has been inconsistent, as Steve alluded to. And honestly, I had a hard time trying to pin some of these games down from a total perspective or a sides perspective. But I do like Inter. I think they're the stronger team. But I went with corners over 9.5. I'm looking at the stats historically over the last 25 matches. Both sides in their respective home and away spots averaged 10.94 corners, right? Which will get us over. And these are some, you know, as Will alludes to sometimes, they're like the slightly uncomfortable bets where I feel like this could squeak over the line at 10 barely. But I think this has strong potential and one of the top corner plays for this week.
-134, Atleti. Away at Inter, we like over 9.5 corners. Will, you've not got a pick in this one, but I'm sure you've got some thoughts in it. Money line looks right. Overs, unders look right. What do you think?
Yeah, it's got the potential to be a great tie, hasn't it? I've really tried to rack my brain and to find a bet here, but I've come up short. I think last season, Inter probably would have been about +120 here. So I find it really hard to pull the trigger at -130 on the money line. They are the better team, I think. The data suggests they're the much better team. Their progression from last season in terms of their XG supremacy and underlying data has been quite stark. Atleti have kind of stagnated a bit in that regard. Obviously, Inter are tearing Serie A up. I was hoping to back into around +100 on the money line, but they look a bit too short now. And +3/4 for a Diego Simeone team in the Champions League is quite a big handicap to have on their side. It looks like Simeone is going to go with Llorente as Griezmann's partner up front. So that tells me he's going to set up quite defensively. In terms of the total, you'd be looking at the under. The line's 2.25, though. And so, you know, that is an uncomfortable bet being on under 2.25. So no bet for me. Low scoring Inter win is probably the most likely outcome, though.
RJ referenced that 2010 Super Cup meeting. No prizes on offer. Who were the goal scorers for Atleti in a 2-0 win? 2010 goal scorers, 2 strikers. Have to hurry you. Anyone want to guess? Who?
Not a clue.
Come on, people. One ended up going to Man City and scoring a very famous goal to win the title.
Tevez.
No.
Aguero.
And the other had a spell at Arsenal and he's now sadly deceased. He died in a car crash, unfortunately. Went to Arsenal, played at Seville. How are you? Come on. Jose Antonio Reyes. Let's move on, shall we? PSV versus Dortmund, 3 p.m. Tuesday. That's the last. Do you know, I do quizzes on the EPL every show, every single week. Nigel and Jack love it. I just won't do any more now for the Champions League. That's it. The quizzes have gone. PSV versus Dortmund, 3 p.m. on Tuesday. PSV are plus 118 here. Dortmund plus 215. I guess it was 14 years ago. And you're all younger than me. Over and under, minus 165, plus 130. Respectively for overs and unders, the line at 2.5. PSV, only two defeats all season. One came in the Dutch Cup, one in the Champions League. No one's got an official play in this one. It surprises me a little bit here, Will, because for me, I look at just the Champions League and I think, well, PSV, okay, they have qualified, but weren't great against Arsenal, home or away. And Dortmund surprised us all in their group. You know, they were not expected to get out of a group that featured PSG, Milan and Newcastle. And here we are over 2-1 to an away in the Netherlands. Are we missing something?
So are you saying you fancy Dortmund here, Dan? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I'm going to back them on the handicap. I've not really looked at the handicap yet. I'm going to get with Dortmund here.
Frankly, I was very close to being on the other side. I really do like PSV. I've lined them up in this tie. I believe I have a futures on them to qualify.
We've actually got both a future from me and Will in December, PSV to qualify, plus 120. That is now plus 110.
Yeah, I'm on the other side here, but I just can't pull the trigger on this game. The Asian line at minus a quarter is quite attractive. It's clear that domestically PSV are the outstanding team in Europe. Plus 2.04 XG supremacy per game is absolutely outstanding. I guess the challenge is measuring the quality of the Eredivisie versus the other elite European domestic leagues. But we can't forget that PSV also went undefeated in the group stages. Dortmund topped their group, yes, but they lost the XG battle in four of those games, all four against PSG and AC Milan. So they were kind of undeserved group winners. As I said, I did want to back PSV minus a quarter. I think they've got a big home advantage. I think they're the marginally better team. But what really puts me off is Dortmund's form seems to be improving. They now finally have a fully fit squad. And if firing, their offensive weapons are really quite scary. I think they're averaging almost two goals a game away from home in Bundesliga this season. And so, you know, you've got to expect them to score. So you need PSV to score at least twice here, maybe even three times to get the win on the full win on the minus quarter line. And I'm not 100% sure they're going to do that. And then totals wise, it's just too uncomfortable to back unders with these two teams, even though the line's set quite high. It's also a no bet for me there.
Yeah, just on that, unders, RJ. I mean, you tend to think PSV top of the table, knocking in goals right and centre, as Will suggested. Dortmund have got some good players up front. You always think that they're going to score goals, but none of them are profitable domestically. I mean, what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I tend to think it's too uncomfortable to back the under here, even though the under does look likely on the surface. Dortmund, 11 goals, 4-2 allowed in the last five matches. Both teams are in very strong form. This has the looks of a cagey-type match. One couple things to mention. Luke De Jong has scored, seven out of his eight goals at home so far. So that's maybe someone to target for a goal scorer opportunity. I'm not sure what that price is offhand. And from a trend perspective, Dortmund have won just two out of their eight away matches in the Champions League round of 16. So they have struggled here if you're a historic person, but I'm more of a, how are they now? What's their recent form look like? And their recent form, as well stated, is very stellar at the moment. So
De Jong plus 138 score any time, plus 390 to score first. Steve, any thoughts on this one? PSV really got at home domestically. Any sort of thing that you mentioned, you looked at this game, you wanted to have a bet on this game, but you not really found anything?
I probably spent more time looking at this game than any other. I was desperate to get in on this game. I wanted to get on PSV. I wanted to get on the overs. I was looking at corners. I was looking at cards. I wanted to get on something here because I think the scoreline's going to be 2-1 to PSV, something like that. I think it's going to be quite a high-octane game. The crowd are going to get right behind them. I think both teams are going to have a good go. But PSV, they're in a weird dynamic here. That they're a clear favourite to win the first match. That's a bit unusual, isn't it? A Dutch team would be favourite to beat Dortmund, you know, even though they're at home. Dortmund, as everyone knows, I've had my issues with them this season in the Champions League. How many units did they cost me? I just couldn't get them right. And I think sometimes you've got to give them a bit of respect. How they set themselves up in Europe's a bit different. Quite a good defensive record, even if the metrics suggest they're lucky. They have been a lot more settled, as Will said, since the turn of the year. Their defence, especially, more clean sheets. Squad's in a fitter condition. And you know what? I'm a bit worried about this outright that I placed in December. I'm not sure now. I think it could go either way. It feels like the sort of tie which might go all the way to penalties or something now. PSV need a lead, don't they? You don't want to be going to the Westfalenstadion not ahead. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on PSV. They missed a lot of chances in the Champions League this season. They should have scored more goals. Can they handle the pressure of this big occasion? That's what concerns me. Is your lawnmower back, RJ, or your neighbour?
No, that's me. That I've got some workmen in the flat below me.
The workmen at work. But so no bet.
Got on for about 6 months. Don't know what they're doing. Anyway.
I hope PSV win this 6-0 for the sake of the outright, but I think it's going to be quite close all the way. I like the overs here, but the goal line's at 3. I mean, the books really annoyed me in the Champions League all season with this. Matches that I really have a good feeling for goals for, I look at the line, it's like 3 or 3.25, and it does my head in. So it's a no-bet for me, Dan.
Okay. We have got bets in the next two ties. Wednesday, Porto versus Arsenal. Porto plus 440, Arsenal minus 150. Just drifting ever so slightly this morning. Draw plus 285 here. Arsenal have scored 5 twice, 6 once in the last 5 games. 21 in total the last 5. But Mr. Will White here is going to tell us all why unders is the call, Will.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the patented uncomfortable bets on unders here. There are lots of reasons to be with overs here. If you look at domestic trends and domestic form and the fact that Arsenal seem to be free-flowing at the moment, as you mentioned, Dan, but this for me is about, you know, how relevant is that when it comes to first leg round of 16 away to Portugal, where Arteta would probably be happy to come away with a draw, a 0-0 draw, a 1-1 draw. I think that would be ideal. And then the unders trends, as we've banged on about on this show, certainly last week and already in the show this week, are just undeniable, really, in the round of 16 first legs. 7 of 8 last season went under 2.5, 6 of 8 the season before, and 3 of 4 so far this season. And we're looking at an under-over line of 3 here. So, you know, you've got the push on your side if there are 3 goals. I think the onus is on overs bettors here to prove to me that Arsenal are going to take this free-flowing football into this game and they're not going to adapt their approach to the game state. You know, if you look at Porto, they also were quite open in group stages, 4 of 6 over 2.5. But then last season, 5 of their 6 group stage games went over 2.5. In the round of 16, they played Inter and they played out a 1-0 and 0-0 games against Inter Milan. I don't think you can necessarily say, you know, extrapolate group stage form and style of play and domestic form and style of play into these round of 16 games. So again, coming at it from a game state kind of angle, and I quite like the under 3 goals at minus 115 here.
That is the selection when it comes to the Porto Arsenal game. I'll get Stephen and RJ's view as well. English teams away from home. Small profit when they have been odds on in English terms or minus money in American terms. A lot of those games, 29 of 43 in group stages, it is different, certainly, as Will points out, when it comes to the knockout stages. Steve, any thoughts on Porto Arsenal?
I agree with Will. I think this is a good bet. I like the under here. I think a lot of what he said is very correct. The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking Porto plus 0.75 on the Asian handicap wouldn't be a bad bet, maybe. But I think I've kind of bottled this one because Arsenal just scare me a bit recently with, you know, how many goals they've been scoring. But I suppose then you just look at the opposition and, you know, Burnley are nowhere near the class of Porto. West Ham are not playing very well. You know, I don't know. I think Arsenal sometimes, when everyone's singing their praises and the garden's rosy, they come up with a weird performance and everyone's kind of on their back again. And yeah, Rio Ferdinand, I was listening to him on last week's Champions League. He was on about this game and, you know, keep your cards in your pocket. But he actually said the words, Porto's a tough place to go. And he might be right. It's they're an experienced team in Europe, aren't they? It can be an awkward location, and a draw would not surprise me here at all. You know, maybe one all draw could be on the card. So I don't think Arsenal are an absolute gimme. I think we're going to learn a lot about Arsenal here, actually. If they rock up and, like, knock them for six, well, not literally for six, but, you know, hammer them, then I'm going to be really taking Arsenal quite a lot more seriously in both Premier League and Champions League, because it's a good little acid test for them, I think, Dan. I do like the under that Will's got there. I like the lean towards the Asian handicap on Porto, but no official pick for me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot's factored into their outright price. They're 6-1 to win the Champions League. RJ, any thoughts on Porto Arsenal? See Arsenal coming away with a win here. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a tough one, Dan. I felt the same way that that Steve did in the PSV match. I desperately tried to find some opportunity here, whether it was cards, corners. I do like Will's look at the under here. Porto is a very compact, tight side, typically, especially at home to overcome. I do, you know, if I had to take something here, I'd probably lean more towards a draw. And I think, interestingly enough, there's one of the highlights in this match is the top assist providers in this season Champions League are in both these squads. Saka from Arsenal and Galeno from Porto both have 4 assists. So they're certainly, you know, this isn't a side where they have sort of the Mbappe that steals all the goals. These both pretty unselfish squads. So I think because of that as well, I lean draw here.
Draw is a pick. Good stat on the assist players. Yeah, Saka's had a good season so far for Arsenal, as he always usually does. One more game to look at, and all three of our handicappers have got selections in it, and two are the same. So a two-unit play has morphed its way onto the Champions League show. Don't tell the European show we're nicking their stats. Napoli against Barcelona, +170 Napoli, Barcelona +163, draw +243. This is the Maradona derby. Both teams, as we've talked about, Steve, on the European show, they've had underwhelming campaigns. And although we just talked about Dortmund having a bit of an upswing since the turn of the year and might be a little bit better in the Champions League, I can't really see it with any of these two teams. I'll get your play first up.
Well, it was Will that put the first play on the group chat this week from this game, and I'm in total alignment with him. Under 2.75 goals for me at -109, I think, is the latest price. This is my strongest play of the week. We've got two teams who constantly underachieve in front of goal this season. And, you know, some would say, you know, this XG underachievement's got to reverse its way around. But I just think we're at the stage of the campaign where I don't think a lot is going to change. They're just too many players are out of form up front or are in the headlines for different reasons. You know, Napoli have had a really muddled campaign, haven't they? They're all over the shop. I don't really know what their identity is anymore. Barcelona, I think anyone would fancy facing them right now. I think it's kind of a weird one. I think anyone in Europe would kind of quite take facing either of these teams at the moment, and they've got each other. And I think we're going to get two matches which are quite close, quite tight. I think both are going to fear losing. So when that fear of losing comes in, I'm always drawn towards the under. And I honestly expected this goal line to be 2.5, even bordering 2.25. So I'm shocked that the 2.75 was available. You know, incredibly, this was actually a Europa League clash a couple of years ago. So, it was both sides were getting completely different back then, completely different dynamics to what they are now. It's interesting in the group stages that only the matches against Real Madrid went over 3.5 for Napoli. And for Barcelona, the only games in their group that went over 3.5 goals was against Antwerp. So 2.75 goal line, obviously you've got a half loss if there's 3 goals exactly, gives you a bit of security. But I'm quite confident this doesn't go anywhere near over. I mean, this could be nil-nil. So I just think the goal line's too high, so I'm happy to trigger the under in this one.
Will's gone for the same bet. Will did put it up first in our WhatsApp group, as Steve was pointing out. Osimhen back to make any difference? Has he moved the market? What were your thoughts coming to the conclusion, Will, that under 2.75 is the play here?
I think the main reason the line is this high is Barca are a bit of a shambles, and they have been a bit of a shambles defensively for quite a while now. So I think that's the angle here. Yes, Napoli have been missing Osimhen, and he's back, and he's, I guess, going to start here. He didn't start the weekend. He wasn't even in the squad, I don't think. But I think he'll be starting here. So, you know, you've got a few factors that are lining up in favour of overs. But I've got a sneaky feeling, like Steve, that this might be a game where two teams in relative turmoil look to kind of batten down the hatches in order to try and take something away from this first leg. It looks to me like Mazzarri's being replaced. I think he might actually be gone. The news is kind of being... There's lots of rumours going around on Twitter that he's going to be replaced by Calzona, the Slovakian national team coach. So that's another fact to be considered here. So I'm not really sure how that's going to affect Napoli's style of play. But if I had to hypothesize, I'd be thinking that he might look to come in and tighten things up in this first leg. Not that Napoli really have been that defensively porous recently. That seems to be one thing that Mazzarri did get handle on. It's offensively where, as Steve mentioned, that they've really been struggling. Maybe Osimhen coming back will help with that. But, you know, he's been away at the AFCON for at least a month. So, that's quite a big ask. But the main angle for me here is if we look back to last season, Barcelona had by far the best defensive record across major European leagues, which is quite a stretch to think that that's possible given their current state. They conceded 20 goals domestically last season. That's in comparison to other title-winning teams across Europe. Man City conceded 33, Bayern conceded 38, Napoli conceded 28, the second lowest conceding team in major European leagues, and PSG 40. So these two combined are actually the two best teams defensively across the major European leagues last season. Now, I know that was a long time ago, but it's mostly the same personnel left at Barca. The same at Napoli. They lost Kim to Bayern, who was a big miss, although maybe not judging by Bayern's defensive numbers recently. So, yeah, it's a bit of a counterintuitive one. But if these teams can kind of recapture at least some of the mindset that they held last season defensively, I can see, you know, this is a big line to get the over across the line. You need four goals plus for a full win, right? So yeah, I'm with Steve. Under 2.75 goals, -109. Let's hope for a bit of a counterintuitive kind of defensive mindset from both coaches here.
Speaker of counterintuitive, if all three bets are going to land, or one and RJ's, then we're going to have at least some attacking play here, RJ, because we're looking at shots on target for your particular play.
Yeah, back to the prop market, Dan. So looking at over 8.5 shots, Napoli versus Barcelona, -134, same price as the corner play, right? Again, a little lower than I would ideally want, but this felt to me like some of the stronger plays. And outside of some of the unders that the guys have alluded to, which and Inter's money line, there's only a few matches to pick from, so we have to try to find the best angles. And this is what I think in this match has a strong opportunity. Hopefully there's a lot of attacks. Osimhen's back, hopefully he finds the net, but yet we see some kind of stout goalkeeping, so we keep this low scoring. But yeah, both sides have had their struggles, as the guys alluded to this season. Napoli underwent the coaching change. Mazzarri took over in November. As Will said, there could be some rumor of him on his way out. Xavi announced that he's out at the end of the season for Barcelona. Both sides, Napoli significantly off the title Serie A title race. So there's not too much for them to worry about in that regard. Barcelona's struggling to replicate their previous form. So looking at this from a stat perspective, and Napoli added a few pieces in the January transfer window. Not going to dive into that too deep. So did Barcelona, right? Both sides made some decent changes. But from a shot perspective, Both sides averaged 9.71 shots on target in their respective home and away spots. I felt like over 8.5. I expected this to be honestly over 9.5 shots on target. So this was good to see. I think there's opportunity here. There's a little bit of headroom for us to accommodate that 8.5 price. And I think, you know, both sides are going to be leery of defeat, as Steve said. But I think both these sides possess the talent, the skills, and the capability. And based on the metrics, this looked like a really strong play to me.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice save of this, because you can play unders, as Steve and Will has suggested. But if it does go a little wrong in terms of a lot of attacking play, as long as the keepers are up, we can maybe...
Well, the thing is, Dan, right, if you told me now there's going to be a dozen shots on target in this game, I would still be confident of the under, because we've got two very good goalkeepers on show. And neither team convinces me when they're in front of goal. I mean, Osimhen, we talked about Osimhen. He didn't have his shooting boots on in the African Cup of Nations at all. He actually looked better as like a creator, really. So I'm not convinced. Even I think we could, you know, we may well see quite a lot of shots in this game. But with good goalkeepers on the show, I'd back them.
Let's get some best bets before we wrap it up. There's only four games to go. Of course, two Tuesday, two Wednesday, all 3 p.m. Eastern. But we'll take the best bets from the boys. Steve, what's your best play this midweek on the Champions League?
It's that under in Napoli, under 2.75 goals at -109.
Will?
Same for me.
RJ?
I'm going to go over 9.5 corners in the Inter-Atletico match.
Good stuff. Those are the three best plays when it comes to the action in the Champions League. And that wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition. Many thanks to Steve, Will and RJ. The boys will be back a little later this week. We've got Europa League and Europa Conference League picks for Thursday's game. So watch out for the best bets there. For now, though, from all of us, it's goodbye.